Last time, on Taverns and Caverns, the Purifiers followed Omug, that's me, to eat delicious food before I took them to meet with the head priestess, Mizuno Amari. During their conversation with Mizuno Amari, they found out that their next mission was to investigate a troubling rumor. Apparently, a man by the name of Rassler Payne has been vanquishing Yaksha near the northern town of Miyazu. Mizuno Amari wants the Purifiers to inspect what is happening there, giving them some time away from the front lines of the war with Koldar. Upon being teleported near Miyazu, they came across a group of acolytes, clerics, and a paladin that followed this so-called Rasslerism. I do not know what this is. It is not the Omnikami ways, so I do not like it. The paladin named Brother Faust introduced himself and warned the party to be wary of the Yaksha in the area, as well as a tiger Yeki by the name of Toraki. It seems my friends have another mystery on their hands. It is a shame Omug is not there to help them with this mystery. Omug likes mysteries, as long as no one is hurt. I hope they do not get in too much trouble though. Episode 90, Peace in Miyazu.
Welcome back to another episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. This is your Dungeon Master, Haphazard DM. And last time on Taverns and Caverns, the party had been teleported to the outskirts of a town known as Miyazu, in which they were to investigate the town and to see what this Rassler Payne was all about and to see if things in Miyazu were as good as they seemed, or if Rasslerism and Mr. Payne himself are shady to a fault, or if they're doing things on the side that the people of Ashai may not find appropriate. And the team is to investigate the town to see what's going on. Remember, they have a scroll that they can write to Mizuno Amari if they do happen to find evidence of some kind that will want her to, for them to bring him in. So last time, though, we left off, the party had just met Brother Faust, along with some clerics and acolytes who were speaking to some townspeople outside of Miyazu. And as you guys left, you guys heard Brother Faust and those acolytes praising the Lord, along with those villagers from Miyazu. And you were about 20 minutes out from town. You're following the main path to town. Remember, they did mention of a flying squirrel Yaksha that was in the trees to look out for, along with a tiger Yeki who was wanted in Miyazu due to attacking some of the villagers. You don't know if the man is truly bad or if there are other things behind the scenes that are at play, but all you know is look out for a tiger Yeki because he is currently wanted, and his name was Toraki. Not Toroyaki, but Toraki. Not food.
Tayaki.
Yeah, Felicia thought his name was food before. So we'll start the session with you guys. You know, you're on that main path. You're about 5 minutes out now. You've been on this path for about 15 minutes. You can see going up a hill, there is the town of Miyazu. It's a fairly medium-sized town. It's surrounded by wooden gates and walls that protect the town from the outside, from potential Yaksha attacks and whatnot. Now, remember, all of you, except for maybe Stella, would know the general history of Shimara, since most of you are from Shimara in some way, shape, or form. But Miyazu is a town that is along what's called the Moritai's Maelstrom. And if you all remember looking at the map of Ashai, in the center of the continent, there is a giant lake that's known as Moritai's Maelstrom. It used to be all land, but when the god Moritai showed up and appeared, he had destroyed the land, creating this giant, enormous lake in the middle of the continent that basically sits in the middle of all the countries of Ashai. And Moritai's Maelstrom is currently known to be where people assume Moritai hides. because the maelstrom creates several yaksha that crawl out of that lake from all sides. And many of the people of Miaozu, ever since this lake appeared next to their town, have either left the town due to the dangerous territory because of the maelstrom, or they've stuck around and just had to deal with the increased number of yaksha from this maelstrom. Now, the lake still has, or I should say, the lake does have fish and wildlife in it at this point in time, which, you know, for the most part is safe to consume. But most of the yaksha in this territory do come from the lake. So keep that in mind when you are entering Miaozu. It's a town that's for centuries, decades, have been known to deal with the yaksha much more than most of the other towns of Shimada. So they're used to yaksha at this point. So that's why when Mizuno Omari questioned how fast Rastler was able to destroy the yaksha in this specific territory, it raised some red flags, considering, you know, this place typically has more yaksha than normal. So again, you can see this town up this hill. And as you guys approach the hill, I need y'all to make some perception checks for me, if you could, please.
All right. Perception it is.
Yes, please. Perception. Della with an 8. Hota with an 8.
10.
Damn.
Roll a trash.
Roy with a 10.
Come on, Yome.
What Yome got? 14. Okay. Better. So this is going to be odd because the man's in armor. But none of you except for Yome hear this. Yome, as the four of you are walking up this hill towards town, about, I'd say, less than 50. I'd say probably about 25 feet away, maybe 30. Your fox ears do shift a bit, and you do hear some armor in the distance behind you. And as you go to peek over your shoulder while the other three are looking up at the village, you notice Brother Faust, the man in armor that you had met not too long ago, seems to be trailing behind you guys. He does not look, I don't want to say intimidating, he does not look aggressive in any way. He's just walking the same path you guys are. But that's what you notice with your perception of 14. Do you say anything to the rest of the crew, or do you let that go?
Yeah, she lets them know that. I mean, I don't know if he's following us, but
I mean, your guess is
he ain't far away.
He's not far. He's only about 30 feet away, but he's not holding a weapon. You know, his weapons are not drawn. He's not looking aggressive by any means. He's not chasing you or anything like that. And he doesn't seem like he's trying to be sneaky, but
I feel like he's trying to keep an eye on us.
Yeah, then that might be what you are, you know,
that's
assuming at this point. Yes.
Yeah. If I let him know that Mr. Faust is keeping an eye on us.
Oh, don't worry about him. He's probably just curious about us. That's all.
We ain't bringing enough food for everyone.
She pulls out a piece of bacon.
Not the pocket bacon again.
You still have pocket bacon?
Just the remnants. That's that was disgusting. The last of it.
That's nasty.
You trust that?
How long has that been in your pocket?
Y'all awfully concerned about what's going on in my pocket. Y'all need to be worried about what's going on behind them. But just in case you get too close.
Just don't want you to get sick.
And she just waves by her butt.
I let out a crap dusted him.
Stay ahead of that.
So do the four of you continue up to the town, or do you wait for Mr. Faust to catch up and see what?
Oh, hell no. I don't wait for him.
Nah, I ain't standing by. I ain't waiting for him.
He's okay. Going to try to convert us.
Right.
I'm sure he will.
Right. We already listened to one seminar.
And smell the conversion.
Yeah, we're not trying to get the timeshare. Let's get out of here.
Okay. So as the four of you continue, you all now realize, you know, Mr. Faust is, or Brother Faust is trailing behind you guys. He's now, you know, probably about 20 feet away from you as you guys were talking there. He doesn't seem to pick up speed or anything. And he doesn't really acknowledge you guys at all. He's not paying attention to see if you guys were looking at him. He doesn't wave or anything if you guys look back. He's just minding his own business as he continues to trot along. But you all eventually make it up the hill to the town of Miyazu. And as you get there, you know, there are guards standing at the main gates. Obviously, this town is well protected due to the several attacks of Yaksha from time to time. And the two standing guard, they look like, you know, some standard villagers from Miyazu. They have some light armor on, nothing that shows they're samurai by any means. They're not wearing, you know, samurai gear or outfits or anything, or the Shimmaran military. Very standard militia equipment. They have these spears in their hands. And they look at your way, and as they look at you all coming, they step, or one of them steps forward. Halt! Who goes there?
I mean, what are the purifiers?
Purifiers, you say? Have you come to vanquish the Yaksha here in Miyazu?
Tell him, Stella.
Do you have...
What? Tell him who we are. Give him the
Was not ready. Sorry.
He looks at Stella. Purest fires. Show us your badges, your purifiers. Prove yourselves.
All right, here you are.
Whip it out like it's the FBI.
Yep. Whip it out. Do you have shades?
Supernatural.
Too?
That quick flash of it.
Y'all put your shades on, Men in Black style.
Top flight security in the world.
There's Yome got the, what's it called? The little cricket?
The noisy cricket?
Yeah. The noisy cricket.
Oh, God.
So as you guys show your badges, the guard, he nods, looks at the other guard, and they split up, allowing guys to walk through. Welcome to the town of Miyazu, purifiers. You'll find that the Yaksha here have been subdued and taken care of, all thanks to wrestlerism. Your jobs are not needed here any longer, but you are welcome to visit and stay. Please enjoy your time here in Miyazu. You'll find that the village is much better off than it used to be. Unfortunately, you probably won't find any Yaksha nearby for you to slay, for the acolytes, clerics, and paladins of Rasslerism have taken care of them already. I'm sure you've met them already on the outskirts. They're foreigners from the land of Tirister. Have you run into them yet?
Oh, yeah, we run into, what was his name? Faust.
As you say that, Brother Faust, he catches up at this point, and he's walking by, and he's going to be walking to the town. He's going to walk in. He stops to see you all talking with the guards. And as he does show up from behind, one of the guards looks at Mr. Faust. Oh, Brother Faust, you've returned. Welcome back, brother.
Praise thee, brother.
Have you run into these purifiers yet, my brother?
They say
they're here to possibly take care of the Yaksha.
No need for wrestlerism has taken care of it because God is here.
Praise the Lord.
Brother. Praise the Lord.
And the guard looks over at the four of you. See, Brother Faust here is one of the paladins that helped a slay the Yaksha in the area. But you are definitely more than welcome to stay in our nice town of Miyazu. Brother, our purifiers here will be making sure that they don't do any funny business in town. You may pass, Brother Faust.
Brother Faust bows, I guess. And then just walks off.
Damn.
So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons & Dragons. With three of the four players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests.
Feel a sense of Zen, knowing ZenCaster's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With ZenCaster's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencaster.com/pricing and use my code TavernsCaverns, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any ZenCaster paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign.
What does he mean by funny business?
Mm-hmm. The guard looks at you, Hota. Funny business as in performing any illegal activities here in the town of Miyazu. For you see, stealing, looting, and any forms of illegal activity will be handled swiftly by the guards in Miyazu.
Why would purifiers do that?
You'd be surprised. Some purifiers aren't the best when it comes to their alignments.
You know, I feel insulted.
We never said it was you were bad people. We're just saying we've come across purifiers who have attempted to use their titles for their own purposes. And they have been dealt with swiftly by the Brothers of Rasslerism.
I'm sure you don't have to worry about us. We're good sort, aren't we?
Well, give us your names, please. We must know who all comes in and out of the village. What are your names? As he pulls out a notebook with a pen.
He's going to brush off some dirt on his knee. Oh, Hota Lube. That's your service.
Writes Hota's name. And you, as he looks at the three of you.
I'm Roroi Royce, sir.
Mm-hmm. And?
Yome. Oh, shit, I got Isundra's thing up.
Isundra? What the fuck is Isundra doing here?
I was wrong with Isundra's.
All right, Isundra, you travel the ocean. All of a sudden, you and...
I looked over, shot. I was like, that's not the right name. God damn.
And he looks at Stella last. And you?
Stella. Bogenheim.
Stella Bogenheim. Very good. Well, as I said again, welcome to Miyazu. Please enjoy your stay, for you'll find nothing but peace and tranquility here. And he steps to the side, allowing you guys into the town. And as you all walk into the town through the gates, you find that it is bustling with business. You see several of the townsfolk are rushing around. You know, this looks like everyday life in a normal medium-sized town. There are people running their businesses in their stalls on the main streets of town, selling their wares, their goods. But as you're looking around, you also notice there are a couple of clerics and paladins walking about from Tirister. Obviously, their armor is much more Tirister themed than a Cheyenne, obviously, with them coming from Tirister. But then you also notice little small pockets around town as you're looking. You know, as you're stepping through, looking around, there are small pockets of people circled about one another, praying to the Lord. What do you all do?
Oof, oh, boy. So, like, how many people are praying?
There's pockets of small groups of people. So probably about, 30 feet to the northeast, you see about 10 people circled around one another. They're all on their knees praying. And then to your west, probably, 20 feet from the gate, you see probably like 5 of them on their knees praying.
Well, I want to do a perception. I want to see if they're praying to somebody standing around.
Oh, yes, please do. All right, you rolled a 14. You try to get closer or step closer to the closest group to you. And what you can hear is they're all saying the same words. Oh, praise the Lord, for God has brought us
joy and prosperity here in Miyazu. Thank you, God, for everything you have done for us.
Does everyone from here have the same accent?
That reverent accent.
Yep.
Even the little kids.
Even the little kids, yep.
Can Tommy come out to play?
But you do
you have to
them.
Adopt it whenever you do wrestlerism. Yes. That's part of it.
I will say, Hota, with your 14 perception, you also notice, I mean, Miyazu is a Shimaran town. You typically will notice a couple of totems of some kind that represent the Omnikami scattered about in a typical village or town, just because Shimarans follow the Omnikami. You don't see any of those totems or signs of the Omnikami any longer. What you do see are now crosses kind of staked into the ground all around.
Hell no. It's like walking back into Castle in fucking King's Landing and Allison's redecorated the whole goddamn thing.
Yep. 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 So that strikes you as a bit concerning, Hota, considering, you know, the Omnikami are the gods of Ashai.
Yeah, strokes his chin. He's like, well, that's a development right there. Anybody notice something odd about all this?
Yep.
There ain't no only comedy totems around now. It used to be.
Would this be, like, blasphemous? Or is it mostly, like...
Well, this would be... I don't want to say blasphemous. It would definitely be...
Crimes against nature?
It would be rude, for sure.
Right, in a different town.
Yeah, like, this is not normal. And Shimara Yome, and your character would know this, even though you're not from Shimara, but you do follow Shimaran ways from the Iwatsuni Isles. Even you would be like, you know, this isn't right. Like, something's wrong.
Some will find it offensive.
Yes.
Yeah, this shit feels like a cult.
How pissed would Ashina Rui be?
Bro, she gonna sit up in bed like, what the fuck? Veins popping out.
Damn, she gonna get up like, don't wake daddy.
Don't wake daddy.
Damn.
Don't wake daddy. Yep.
I know Mizuno Amari will be mad as hell.
Yeah, she'd be mad as fuck.
Yeah, she is the shrine maiden. So she'd be the one that's more mad than Shino Ruri, but
actually Leroy's getting kind of pissed too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you do see
I feel uneasy. Makes me feel uneasy.
It definitely will make you feel uneasy, considering, you know, you guys follow the Omnikami for the most part. Now, Stella, make me a history check, Stella, just to see if you, because you're from Tirister, just to see if you, oh, you rolled a six total.
Stella's just scratching her head.
Yeah, Stella, you've never seen these crosses before in your life. Like, you're not sure what they represent, what they stand for, what it is. You're just like, what the hell? And even you're confused because you're used to seeing like the Omnikami totems and whatnot from the towns you've been in while you've been here in Shimara. So you're even like, well, this isn't normal.
Yes, shit's afoot. I think I'm gonna snitch when we get back.
But you guys do realize, you know, with your perceptions, you're still looking around. No one seems to be unhappy. Everyone has smiles on their faces. People are talking with one another. You know,
to be unhappy when I start shit.
No one seems disgruntled. There are, as I said, a couple of clerics walking around, speaking with a couple of the townsfolk. No one seems to be in any sort of, I would say
they're delusional.
Yeah, you don't know, but they just look happy to you.
Yeah, delusion.
You're saying they're kind of in a trance.
You're used to demons.
That's what I was gonna ask. Do they seem like they're like with it? Like, do they look like they got it all together? Do they look like it's?
I mean, from where you're currently standing, you'd have to do some investigation checks and talk to people.
Know nothing.
But just looking at everyone seems fine. Just looking at them from where you're at. You'll have to actually talk with people to get more of that insight and whatnot.
I really would like to do that. Do some investigating.
Okay, so what do you do, Roy, as you're standing there, the four of you?
He's going to walk up to the group, ask what they're doing.
Which group? One of the groups that are praying? Are you talking to a group of people like that are at their business stalls? Like, are you?
One of the groups that are praying first.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. I was wondering, what are you guys doing?
As you're asking the question, one of the members in this group, you know, there's a handful of them, about five or six of them. One of them is, they're all, I should say, on their knees, bowing down, praying with their hands held up towards their chins. But as you ask the question, one looks up at you.
Ah, dear brother, welcome. We are praying to our God, the Lord, our Savior. Would you care to join us, my dear friend?
What about the Omnicomni?
The Omnicomni, they are not our gods any longer, for we follow the one and only God, our true Savior.
I see. Well, why did you abandon the Omnicomni?
Because the Omnicomni have failed to protect us here in Miyazu. For years and years, my family, our families in Miyazu, have had to fight off the Yaksha without much protection. But once Rassler Payne and his acolytes showed us the true light of their god, the Yaksha were smited within moments. Now Miyazu knows nothing but peace and prosperity. All you have to do is accept the love of God within your soul, and you will be protected. Join us, my friend. As he stands, he places his hand on your shoulder, Roy. Come now. You mustn't question the word of God now.
Can I do an insight to see if he looks...
Yes, do an insight. Do an insight.
Yeah, me brushing off my shoulder, think he touched me. That's how uncomfortable that made me feel, man. Got me looking around my house, dude.
That one. Roy said, this is fun.
Right, Roy, you got a 5 total. As he places his hand on your shoulder, you know, you're trying to see if you catch anything off about his expression or bodily, like his body movements. And you just don't catch, he seems like a nice guy to you. He doesn't seem to be lying. You can't tell if he's trying to fool you. He just seems like a nice, kind man that's trying to help you out, showing you the way.
Stella does not like the way he's touching Roy's shoulders.
Roy will, out of politeness, he will actually join in the custom.
Oh, hell no. Stella walks over and, she sees Rory kind of like about to bend down, and as he gets closer to her level, she looks up into his eyes.
don't you get on your knees,
Rory. We'll whisper. I'm just trying to be nice. I'm just trying to.
No.
Trying to fit in.
You get the fuck up.
What's your stealth for, Stella? What are you trying
to do? So they don't hear me.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's just you whispering. He still will see you coming up, though.
That's fine.
So the man who Roy was speaking to, he notices Stella whispering, and he smiles down at you, Stella.
And Stella smiles back through her teeth.
Is this your friend? Hello. What is your name?
Hey.
She's trying to figure out if her name is Stella or Mariella.
I'm Stella.
Well, welcome, Stella. Your friend here and yourself, your new faces here in Miyazu. I was just explaining to him that we are giving our prayers to the one and only God of Miyazu. Please join us.
Love to, but we're super busy, tied up, and doing stuff.
Oh, that is a shame.
But we will take the encouragement. I mean, look at everyone. It's kind of hard to get away from the good vibes around here. Everyone's doing the stuff.
His hand on your shoulder is still on your shoulder, Roy. It begins to tighten slightly.
Mm-mm.
As it's gripping you slightly, and he looks at you with a smile, Roy. Are you sure you don't want to partake, good sir?
And Stella looks at Roy through a smile and goes,
are you sure you don't want to, you know, walk away?
Roy is like stuck. He's like trying to get up. The guy's pushing him down. Stella's pushing him up. He can't, he doesn't know what to do. It's okay, Roy.
Poor guy.
He feels like a kid in the divorce right now.
It's gonna be Roy.
Right.
So we're on a job. We have a lot of investigating to do. And come on, Roy. We really should just get back to the group and catch up with the townspeople some other time.
Yeah, she is my superior, so I got to do what she says. So can I take a rain check?
As you say this to the man, he smiles at Stella, then looks at you, Roy, with the same smile, and his grasp of your shoulder lightens slightly as he just dusts off your shoulder and pats you.
Ah, very well. It is unfortunate you won't be able to join us in our prayers. Maybe next time. Please enjoy your stay while you're here at Miyazu. Now, if you don't mind, I must join my brothers and sisters in our prayer to our God.
Again, yeah. Sorry
don't let
for
us hold you. Bye.
Sorry
she
for
grabs Roy's shirt while he's still talking. And she's just pulling it towards the group. I don't know if she's actually able to pull Roy, but.
So, Roy, I saw you over there trying to kneel like Jon Snow.
Bro.
What's going on?
You were getting pretty comfy with him.
I wasn't trying to be rude. I mean, I was trying to find out some answers. I figured, you know, better with sugar than vinegar.
Oh, they're from where I'm from, huh? Well, they get answers on their knees, do they?
What?
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Why was his arm on your shoulder so tight?
You know, there was something really off about that guy.
I mean,
there's something really off about all the guys and all the girls and all the kids in this place.
Yeah, that's why you don't ask them. I'm going to the tavern. If you ever want answers, you always ask the drunkards.
They're probably praying in there too, drinking holy water.
Well, at least they're drinking.
I didn't sense anything from them, but, you know, what do I know?
As the four of you are speaking with one another, still looking around, trying to determine what you're going to do next, a man does step towards the party. He's wearing heavy armor, and he's got this spiked club, or I should say mace, that is attached to his waist, and he has a shield attached to his back. He is definitely a cleric of Rasslerism, just based off the way he's dressed. Not necessarily like Brother Faust. He's not a paladin by any means, but he is a cleric. And Stella, you can easily tell that he is a cleric based off how he's dressed, since you're used to seeing clerics from Tir Ister. But he has the same cross around his neck as a necklace that you can see, you know, the same cross that's been staked all around the village or town. And he smiles up at you. He stands at about 5'7", and he's got this slick back red hair. As he looks at you, his eyes are closed, smiling.
Ah, welcome to Miyazu. The gods told me about your arrival, purifiers. Do you need any assistance here? Do you seek someone particularly, or are you just here to visit?
Ew. I like the way this guy speaks. Oh, we're just here to visit. Where's the tavern?
The tavern is not too far from here. He points to the left. It's about 2 blocks to the west. But before you enjoy the drinks that we have at the tavern, please allow me to show you around, Miyazu. I am one of the clerics of Rasslerism. As you can already tell, the clerics and the acolytes of Rasslerism have taken over as the protection for Miyazu. We now
make sure that anyone that comes through the gates are not vile by any means. So I would ensure you that you are safe while in town, but I also ensure you that if you do anything funny, that we will be on you. Oh, faster yeah, than you can say wrestlerism. Now, I insist, please, allow me to show you around. As he's still smiling with his eyes closed.
No. No.
It's my favorite. Force tours. Love it.
It's not, don't think of it as forced, my dear friend. It is a kind gesture.
Everyone here has been very kind.
Truth be told, I cannot lie, for I am a cleric of Rastlerism. Word of your arrival has gotten to the attention of our one and only, the East Side Pope, as you may know him, Rassler Payne, and he wishes to speak with you. Now, if you would follow me to our shrine so that you may speak with our leader, our one Lord and Savior here in Miyazu.
I'm sure he's busy, so we don't want to take up any of his time.
He slowly opens his closed eyes at you, Roy, and you can see, maybe an insight check.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just saw you made a persuasion check, Bri. What were you trying to persuade?
Oh, I was persuading. This is earlier for Roy to leave.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Make me that insight check, Roy.
19.
With that insight check, Roy, you can tell as he's smiling and he opens his eyes lightly at you, you can tell that he is being serious, even though he's giving you this facade of kindness. He is demanding you follow him.
Well, you know what? He opened up a schedule for us, so I think we should not be rude. And yeah, we should go talk to him.
Yeah, Roy, he's a friend of ours. We met him before.
The cleric closes his eyes and he smiles, continuing to smile.
Ah, I knew you would choose the right path, my friends. Now, follow me and I'll give you a tour of Miyazu. Come now.
And he turns around. He begins to walk with his hands behind his back.
Now, do you all know about the town of Miyazu? I'm fairly new here, but I know the history of it like the back of my hand. We've only been here for a few weeks, but our one and only Rassler Payne has brought this once decrepit town up from the slums. Look at it now. It's prosperous. The people are happy. The Yaksha are nowhere to be seen. And the Lord, one and only God, shines down upon this town and gives us the prosperity we need. You all know about the history of Miyazu, yes? You're all from Shimara, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And he points over to the right as he's walking. He's taking you guys deep into the town as he's pointing.
Over there, you see that corner. It's now the town square. That place used to be decrepit. No children playing in the streets of Miyazu. No business stalls up and about. Many people hiding within the walls of their homes, for the Yaksha were vast and many. Not even the Shimaran military could protect the people here from the Yaksha that crawled out from Moritai's Maelstrom, the lake to the northwest of here. Now look at it, sprawling with life, children playing, flowers growing. Ah, the trees and the grass. You can smell the clean air.
Oh yeah, you can smell something there.
Well, to be honest, you know, the military is kind of busy right now.
Indeed. Busy in a war against the Koldarians, from what we hear. But not... It's a shame that they can't protect their own people from the Yaksha. You'd think they'd strike a deal with the Koldarians by now, instead of going on into a stupid war when they have people to protect. The Yaksha are the true villains here, not the Koldarians.
What was that?
You like Kordar?
No, I have no idea of Koldar. All I know is that the people of Koldar are that people, not Yaksha. From what I've learned during my time here in Ashai, that Muay Thai is Yaksha, and Muay Thai's corruption is the true evil of these lands, not the people, whether it be Shimaran, Mazugroan, or Alorian or Koldarian. It is the Yaksha. Am I incorrect on this?
Have you met any Koldarians?
I have not, unfortunately. Hopefully one day I will.
Hopefully one day you do too.
Yeah, they suck. I'm not going to use inappropriate languages, but they suck.
Now, I'm sure the Koldarians are just regular people like you all.
They're not! I didn't mean to raise my voice, but look, we've dealt with them, and that's all I'm going to say. Take our word for it. They ain't holy.
My guess is you've dealt with the Koldarian military, but have you dealt with the citizens of Koldar?
I like to believe the military used to be citizens. The military is a reflection of the country. I mean, they're not going to listen to the regular people, and I guess I agree. Citizens are citizens, but we can't let...
You're making a lot of assumptions about the kind people of Koldar.
So are you! You never even worked there!
Is because I can see the good in all.
We can't save the citizens of Koldar without getting past their wretched, corrupt government.
And perhaps that will be a thing that possibly Rassler Payne himself will help in Ashai once more see the true light of God.
Do we really want that help? How
did y'all take down the Yaksha so efficiently? How did y'all do it?
Yeah, that's...
Because the clerics and paladins of Rasslerism strike down the Yaksha, for they are evil and vile, and they smite them with the powers that God himself has given us, my dear friends. Our God is real. I've heard much about the Omni Kami here in Ashai, and to tell you the truth, I was a bit flustered when I heard about how lacking they were at protecting their own people from the Yaksha. Whereas our God is real and has given us the power. Has the Omni Kami given you the power to smite down the Yaksha?
No. Has Rassler Payne been in, like, the fray? Fighting Yaksha, or is it
you? No. Rassler is the East Side Pope. We do not speak of him in such ways. He is currently the leader. He is the one chosen to speak with God himself. It is through Rassler that we hear God's word.
Or did he get the power from Castle Grayskull or something?
I don't know. I just hear a lot about Rassler Payne, Rasslerism, and I don't know. I guess I'm just excited to see.
Well, you've arrived just in time. He has actually given a sermon as we speak. Now come with me. I will take you to the shrine, where he awaits to meet you. He did mention that you all met him at one point. He remembers you all, actually.
Good. He's a good friend.
Quite the encounter that was.
Indeed. Now, come. And he continues to lead you through the town. And again, as he leads you through town, it's about a 15-minute walk. Again, the town seems just as busy and alive as it did when he first stepped in. But when you make yourselves down towards the shrine, you do see the shrine is an older shrine that has the aesthetic of, obviously, a Shimaran shrine that used to follow the ways of the Omni Kami. Now, this is what you all would find more blasphemous than the crosses being placed instead of the totems and whatnot. The shrine that you typically see in Shimara has been transformed. And you can see that anything that would resemble the Omni Kami or anything Shimaran has been torn down and has been completely replaced with the crosses and more of an aesthetic of Rasslerism from Tir Istar. It does not look like a Shimaran shrine any longer, which would be more blasphemous, at least for Yome, since she's a shrine maiden. And you can tell the shrine is no longer used for the Omni Kami. And as you all know, the shrines are sacred places that the Omni Kami or the people that follow the Omni Kami worship. Like, shrines are not to be touched in any way, shape, or form, or defiled in any means. So them transforming the shrine is definitely a no-no to the majority of people. So, but as he takes you to the shrine, it's about a two-story building, you can see. And he takes you to the entrance where there are a couple of acolytes who have, you know, some armor on, standing guard, and they step in, or they step to the side, allowing you into the shrine. And the cleric leads you into the shrine where he brings you into a courtyard. In the center of the shrine, there is a courtyard where the sun shines down into this courtyard. And as you step into this courtyard, you can see there is a gigantic cross that has been placed. The statues of the Omni Kami have been removed. And standing in the middle of the shrine or the courtyard, you can see Rassler Payne himself. He is standing there, and standing before him on his knees, there is a man who is tied up. His arms or his hands, his wrists are bound together behind his back. And you can see there is a pulley system up above him, and there is rope tied around his neck. But he's on his knees. And you can see there are two clerics standing behind him as Rassler is speaking. And he is speaking fairly loudly, making sure that anyone in the shrine can hear him, or at least the courtyard. And as you enter the shrine, the cleric, he places his hands behind his back. Ah, you're just in time for the punishment.
Punishment.
And he steps aside. As you walk and see from the distance, you hear Rassler. Excuse me. If his voice is not the same, again, forgive me because I've been sick. But you hear Rassler. Listen here, boy. God has removed your sinful presence from the darkness of evil and has laid thee upon the beacon of light to cleanse thy soul. One must repent and atone for the sins and embrace the work of the Lord. Forgo your beliefs of the Omni Kami and thy treacherous ways and become one with God. Only then will you find true inner peace and be accepted into the coming of God's arrival. And as he's praising God, you can see that he raises his hand. And on his hands, he has his gauntlets that you all remember vividly. And his right hand, as it raises, one of the clerics behind that guy on his knees begins to pull on the rope. And you can see this man, as he's bounded, his wrists are still bounded behind his back. They begin to lift him up into the air, beginning to hang him in front of Rassler Payne.
Whoa.
And as the man is hanging midair, he begins to struggle. I mean, obviously he's bound. He can't do anything. You see Rassler begins to punch him in the stomach with his gauntlets.
I'm weak.
And as he's punching this man, you can hear Rassler scream out, "Now accept thy punishment, for God guides these hands. All thy must do is accept the workings of the Lord, and thee will be forgiven and delivered to the sanctum of holiness."
And he
continues to beat this man. As they lower the man, he begins to beat him in the face with these gauntlets. And moments afterwards, the clerics let him down after a few seconds of being hung in the air. And as he drops to the ground, you can see Rassler, he's breathing heavily. He's looking down at this man who's now laying down on the ground on his side. And he goes, "What will it be, sinner, except the love of God, or perish in the darkness of evil? God knows all. God knows what you strive for. All you must do is accept God's love, and that is true devotion. Accept the love, and you will be devoted." And as he begins to remove one of the gauntlets, you see Rassler places one of his hands down onto the man's head, on his forehead. And you can see that man, he's bleeding from his face. His ears are bleeding. He's missing a couple of teeth. And the man, he's begging for his life. And he's telling him, "Please, I'll do anything. I accept God. Please, don't kill me." And as he says this, Rassler raises both hands. Praise the Lord! This boy has been saved from the clutches of evil and has been delivered to us. Praise thy God! And as he's saying this, I just noticed you made a persuasion check. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do with that persuasion?
Oh boy.
Stop the madness. Stella puts her hands up. Hey!
Love? As you raise your hand in any form of movement you attempt to do, the cleric that's next to you, he pulls out his spiked club and he holds it over your chest, Stella. He looks down at you.
None shall disrupt the sermon of the Pope.
Can I do put that weapon away?
Can I do an insight check to see how many guards and whatnot are?
That'd be more of a that'd be more perception.
Yeah, okay. Perception. That's what I meant to say. Yeah.
You got an 8.
You're too shy.
You can see is an ass whooping.
Yep. With an 8, you only spot the two clerics that are in the courtyard with Rassler, the cleric in front of you, and the two guards that were outside that are watching from the entrance. Those are the only ones you can see at this time.
Yome whispers to Roroy, and she's like, "That's what you were about to pray to."
Holt is going to step in front of his club. Oh, easy now. You want to put that weapon away you're brandishing? We're in Bastille to you. You shouldn't do that to us. Got it?
The cleric looks at you, Hota.
Ah, my dear friends. You have the wrong impression. I'm not doing this because I'm attempting to harm you. I'm just saying it is illegal to disrupt the sermon of the East Side Pope. Rassler Payne is in the middle of delivering punishment to the vile. As you can see, he has saved yet another soul and has given it to the light of God.
Yeah, all that considered, put your weapon away. Won't ask again, sir.
Against the law. So, like, what happened to the separation of church and state and all of that?
He chuckles. You have the wrong idea here, my dear friends. You must follow our laws while in our town of Miyazu. And the laws state that you do not interrupt the East Side Pope during punishment time. Now, Hota, was it? I would suggest you pull back your tone a bit with me. You are in the shrine of God, after all. You are surrounded. You wouldn't want to upset Rassler Payne, now would you?
Stella steps next to Hota.
He ain't alone.
Don't care. I only see one guy I need to take care of. If he doesn't put his weapon away.
As you're saying this, you hear in the distance,
"Loud praise! If it isn't my old friend!"
Rassler begins to walk up closer to you as he's noticed you all there. And as the cleric looks over at Rassler, Rassler raises his hand. Now, brother, please put your club down. We mean them no harm. They don't know the customs of Rasslerism just yet, my brother. But they will learn soon enough. Now, put the club away. And Rassler, as he's taking his gauntlets off, he holds them off to the side as one of the two clerics that are in the courtyard. They take his gauntlets from him. And you can see this man that was getting beat, he is bloodied. And the second cleric grabs him from his feet and begins to drag him to the back room. You don't know where they take him. They drag him back. And the other cleric takes his gauntlets and they begin to wash his gauntlets off with holy water before putting them away in a box. And Rassler's just clapping his hands together. My dear friend, it has been quite some time. What brings you to the nice town of Miyazu?
Well, we were just visiting, but we got ransacked by this your pal here.
Now, Brother Ronnie here does not know any better. Brother Ronnie, please step outside of the shrine. Brother Ronnie, You have shown disrespect to my friends. You know, I don't like it when you show disrespect to my friends. Now, do you know that, Brother Ronnie? You see Brother Ronnie, he begins to sweat.
Damn.
Forgive me, Father. I knew no better. I will let you be.
And he puts his spiked club away and he walks out, leaving you there in the courtyard with Rassler. Now, I need you all to make me some... Well, you know what? You're not going to have to make me checks because you all... He's talking to you guys. You can see. Something seems off about him. He looks a little younger. Not much.
No, he eating baby.
But he looks a little younger than he did. Remember when we met Rassler, he looked like he was in his, I'd say, if I remember correctly, 80s or so.
Yeah.
He looks to be in his mid-60s now.
Damn, that's a jump.
Right.
So you do all notice that. I would say this is something you all remember vividly because he was an awkward person that you've come across. This person in particular was someone you all remembered fairly well.
Oh, I remember the picture.
So, as you're speaking with him, he just smiles up at you.
Now, my dear friends, what can good old Rast of Pain do for you? I'm sure you have seen the wonders of Miyazu and what Rastlerism has done for them. What brings you to my town?
Well, Rassler, how you been?
You can drop the skincare routine, bitch.
Sorry, no.
Well,
Yome doesn't want to say a whole lot. She's just waiting until she can write all this shit down. I'm trying to not get our shit taken.
Right.
Because we got to really tell somebody about all this.
Yeah.
Holta's going to just stroke his chin. Oh, you look like you're doing way better. You're looking good. What's your diet? I usually eat all red meat. You seem to be years younger. I need your secrets.
Rassel looks up at you, Hota, and he smiles.
Miyazu just has its way with the meat of the lake. Now, my dear friends.
Here, Yaksha, bitch.
You must excuse me. I forgive you having to watch me deliver divine punishments to a would-be sinner. As you've seen, I have saved him, for he is now under the light of God. Have you come to finally convert in the way of God? Have you read through my book that I provided you on the travel when we first met?
Just trying to find the right time. Are you done punishing this man?
Oh, yes. He is now one with Gao. He is now a devotee of Rasslerism. For his sin has been vanquished within his soul, and he is now one with the light.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Stella goes over and just starts taking the stuff off his neck.
Wait, so off whose neck?
The guard he was beaten up.
Oh, they dragged him in the back somewhere.
Yeah, he's offering in the dark somewhere.
When you say one with God, like, is he not of our land anymore? Or is he just like...
He thought he's dead.
Oh, Lord.
Are you asking that to him?
Right.
When you say one with God, do you mean like in the sky? Or like in his lifestyle?
Oh, good heavens, no. When I say one with God, I mean he is at peace with himself. He is more than alive. You saw. He was still moving while he was being drugged off. Our clerics are going to go heal him now that he has been delivered to us. He will be brand new, smiling and one with the village.
Can I ask why they're healing him in private when the beating was public?
The public must not know the ways of God.
We're the public. I just want to make sure he's okay.
Oh, he is more than okay, I promise you. You will see his kind soul once he is healed. That I can assure you. Stay long enough and you will see. He did have to pay for his punishments, though. He attempted to steal food here in the town. Stealing here in town is forbidden. After all, it is a sin to steal.
Why would he want to steal?
That is a good question. He was an outsider. He didn't know the ways of Miyazu, which is why I had to punish him. Now he has learned his way. He now understands the path that he must follow.
Ah, oh, fair enough.
Who caught him stealing?
One of the townsfolk. Brother Faust brought him in, actually.
As he says, Brother Faust steps in the back, entering the shrine.
Ah, there he is now. Brother Faust, introduce yourselves to these kind friends of mine.
We're quite familiar. He's yes, not my ass.
Oh, so you've met them already, Brother Faust.
I have, Father.
Well, ain't that some divine intervention?
That's right. Amen, brother.
Amen brother.
Praise now, thee.
What can we do for you? You just here visiting good old Miyazu? There's got to be more than that.
We were told you wanted to speak with us.
Oh, I did. When I heard about your name stepping through the gates, I remembered the four of you. You're on your ways last time we met, heading to a place, to a shrine, if I remember correctly. What was that shrine called, Brother Faust? Well, let me think. Kaori Shrine, was it? Isn't Kaori Shrine ran by a shrine maiden that follows the Omnikami? What was her name, Brother Faust? I can't seem to remember.
Relevance, Your Honor?
Oh, it comes to mind now. Mizuno Omari, that was her name, wasn't it, Brother Faust? Am I wrong?
No, Father, you're right.
Yes. So did you all complete your missions as purifiers, or whatever it is you all called yourselves? Are you here to vanquish Yaksha? Because if that's the case, as you all know, God has vanquished the Yaksha here for us. I'm sure you haven't run into one since you've been here.
Oh, guess so we have. And we're not really sent here. Like I said, we're just here visiting, vacation and all that. But
good. Are you here to join us in following the ways of God?
Not this particular moment. I'm kind of aloof.
He has a frown on his face.
Well, ain't that a shame? Ain't that a shame, Brother Faust?
Damn shame, Father. You should come see the ways of God.
I'm a brothel man myself.
Unfortunately, you won't find any of those in Miyazu.
Don't scare me.
Yes, that's a sin.
It is one of the sins, that is correct.
Oh, don't scare me, Rassler. Don't scare me.
That is sin. Dirty sin. Guys, that should be cleansed.
He's shaky. There's no brothel here?
Of course not. It is a sin. God would not have it.
What and do you do for fun?
Plenty. Ain't that right, brother?
That's right, Father.
Such as?
Ask the people of Miyazu yourself.
Why? I'm talking to you.
Because I don't have time for the pleasantries of the mortal soul, for I am a busy man.
Or do you not have fun, because you're a Yaksha?
We teach the ways of God. That's what we do for fun.
Thank you, brother. Did you say I was a Yaksha? Do I look like a Yaksha to you?
What? I didn't say that.
I think she missed, but I think she said you slay Yaksha for fun.
Yeah. I wrote a really good investigation, though. I notice anything else about him or old dude?
So as you were investigating, looking around, looking at them, I mean, obviously you still recognize he looks younger. He doesn't give off any signs that he's Yaksha of any kind. Typically, based off the experiences you've had with the Yaksha, typically Yaksha are rabid and usually
he's talking about eating from the lake, and you were telling us, you know, there's a lot of Yaksha in the lake, and I pay attention to shit like that.
He doesn't have any deformed parts to his body by any means. He still looks like a normal human to you, same as Brother Faust. They don't look off by any means. Nothing about their skin seems off. The only thing that seems off to you is that he looks younger. That's really
can I do an arcana check?
He eating them Yaksha baby placentas.
And before we continue, we interrupt this campaign with breaking information just for you adventurers.
I love smoothies, but I don't love smoothie bar prices. With my BlendJet 2 portable blender, I can make smoothie bar quality beverages for a fraction of the price. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. It lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. Best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap and you are good to go. And with over 30 colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Just like Rogar, I rock the champagne metallic because I'm a certified badass. Well, maybe not as much as Rogar, but y'all get the point. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And with that being said, let us now continue with our adventure.
Yes, you can do an Arcana check.
16?
What are you trying to do with your Arcana? You're trying to sense...
Just see if there's sense any magic that's making them younger or something of that means.
So anyway, with a 16 Arcana, I will say this. You do sense heavy magic at play. Not necessarily coming from Rassler himself, but just in the shrine itself. You're surrounded by this heavy aura of magic. You just don't know exactly what it is.
Okay.
Rassler smiles at you, though. Now, Lord, God has guided our paths. Let us not squabble about this and that. Please enjoy yourselves here in Miyazu. Now, I do have one particular request. If you don't mind me asking, you purifiers. I'm sure you're here on a job sent by whoever, as you are purifiers, and I've met a purifier or two here, as I've been in a shy. Now, there is a man, wanted criminal, here in Miyazu, who's attacked the innocent folk, the innocent town folk. Unfortunately, Brother Faust and the other brothers and sisters have not been able to track this man yet. He is what you call a Yeki, a tiger Yeki. He's attacked the innocent folk here, and he is wanted for his crimes and his sins. He is to be punished, my friends.
What do you got against Yeki?
I have nothing against the Yeki. I have
Yeki.
What I have against this particular Yeki is that he has attacked my people. He has injured the innocent. And that is punishable by God himself.
But so do Yaksha, and you seem to take those without a problem. Why is this any different?
Because this man, he can be guided by the lights. For there is sin within his soul, but he can be saved. Yaksha cannot be saved, my dear friends. But the mortal soul can. We want him found, brought to the shrine so that he may be delivered in the judgment of our Lord and Savior.
Now he be cleansed.
Ain't that right, brother?
That's right, Father.
Why don't you have that stalker, Brother Faust, find him?
Oh, we've been trying.
He's been too busy following us. He's solved a real crime. And she shakes her fist.
Now, my sister. There is no reason to get all uppity. We're all friends and allies here in Miyazu. We aren't your enemies. The Tiger Yeki, known as Toraki, he is the enemy at play. Bring him in, and we will reward you heavenly.
What was your last saying? Please specify, because I'm not taking a sermon as a reward.
Oh, we reward the people here in Miyazu with great gifts, whether it be food or gold. God will reward the righteous and shall deliver punishment to the vile. If gold you wish, we will offer you gold.
Well, this one known as Toraki, he has harmed quite a few of my folk. And there is one thing that Rasslapane does not take. Gao does not like it when you harm his followers.
Why would he harm your followers?
That's a question I'd like to ask him myself, yo man.
Oh, so God's pain.
With your fist?
Oh, the punishment comes from the fist of God, not mine. God guides my hand.
He's been waiting to say that.
Yep.
Now, that's only if you happen to come across this man. I'm not offering you, I'm not telling you to go seek him out. I do know you are purifiers, you are skilled. I don't want any trouble here in my town of Miyazu. You've seen how happy the people are now that we have taken over. They have accepted the light of God, and they have disavowed the following the teachings of the Omnikami. Don't cause trouble here in Miyazu. You'll find yourselves being punished. But you are more than welcome to stay. Visit the bars and the taverns, not the brothels. We have none of those. But I guarantee you, you enjoy the drinks that Miyazu has. But if you do come across this one known as Toraki, do know that the reward is at hand. I will reward you myself.
Well, God's paying. One question, though. This Toraki, where was he last spotted? I don't want to get jumped.
On the outskirts of town, to the east, in the foresty areas, hiding. He seems to have something against the Lord. And we know that having something against the Lord and raising your fist and hurting the Lord's followers is a sin.
Cowardly sin, Father.
Now, I am a busy man. There are more things I have to do. For God guides my path. And I have to guide the people of Miyazu. Now, if you don't mind, I have things to go and attend to. Make yourselves at home here while you're in Miyazu. It is a pleasure to meet you all again. I hope to speak with you all again soon. If you do find this Toraki fella, just know that God will deliver you with 2,000 gold coins.
Each or total?
God is loaded.
Each, my
God shall provide.
All right. Well, it's good catching up with you, Rassler. Hopefully we'll speak again.
Yes, indeed we will.
Now, what is that tavern?
So as you're speaking, he looks over at Brother Faust.
Brother, please take them to the tavern and show him the ways how Miyazu has fun.
Oh, goodness. All right, that does not sound like...
It will be a pleasure, Father.
And as he turns around, he smiles, he's walking away, he claps his hands.
Now, devotees, acolytes, come. We must pray in the light of God.
And as he does this, you see there are a couple of people that step out from around the courtyard, coming from different parts of the shrine. And a couple of them are in robes. And there looks to be one that really sticks out to you guys because she is vastly different than the rest. Most of them are human, but this one's a Yeki, and she has what looks like monk-like clothing. And she has the physical attributes of a tiger Yeki. So she's a tiger Yeki, just like the one that's wanted is also a tiger Yeki. And she comes up to Rassler along with the other couple of people, and you see all of them bow, and he raises or he lowers his hand.
Come, for we must study in the ways of God.
And as he lowers his hand, you can see each one of them begin to kiss his hand, and as he turns, they all begin to follow him into the back of the shrine. You have no idea where they're going.
Don't you Faust, I heard you.
No, I was literally said, yeah.
And we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns there. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBriKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.